The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back on the Kurt Chevrolet pregame show. You hear the band in the background, the lights are on. It's Friday night football, and it is D1 football with the Gilder Hornets with only one loss on the year to Palmer and Silver Lake with no losses. I did a little pregame compilation here on a statistic that I think is kind of interesting. They have four common opponents: Kennesaw, Franklin, Shelton, and Axtell. Giltner and Silver Lake each went 4-0 against those, but Giltner beat the four schools with a combined score of 248-97. Are you tracking with me on that, Jim?
248-97.
And Silver Lake beat those same four schools with a combined score of 170-83. Offensive advantage to Giltner.
Yeah, I mean, they both doubled up on them. Giltner a little bit more than that, showing the offensive flair, but there's some validity, I think, maybe to that. Who knows?
Defensive advantage to Silver Lake.
Silver Lake a little bit.
Both these teams know how to put points on the board, and both of them have solid defense.
So if you write that score down again, 248-97, Gilder over those four common opponents, and Silver Lake 170-83 against those same four, Kennesaw, Axtell, Franklin, and Shelton, those combined scores. I just was looking at that, and I thought, I wonder what that turned out to be, and that's the way it is.
Interesting. One other thing that I found quite interesting this week in listening to the interviews as we played them, both coaches practiced for inclement weather, for poor weather, and it turns out to be a little bit on the cold side, but no moisture, no problems with the field, no wet ball, no problems on that end of the spectrum. So it'll be a straightforward football from here on out.
Pretty good night. Let's do the starting lineup brought to you by New Tech Seed. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed bringing you, first of all, the visiting Giltner Hornets high school football roster. Nathan Most is the much-touted quarterback. He has a chance to be the all-time leading Nebraska D1 passer. Nathan Most is a 6-foot, 205-pound senior. Drew Ott, the tight end, sophomore, 6'3", 205. Shea Hendricks, the talented wideout, is a senior, 5'10", 162. Bryce Consbrook is the guard, senior, 5'7", 157. Derek Eastman, running back, 5'5", 187. Logan Eastman is the center. He's a senior, 5'6", 198. Josh Bush is the other guard. He's a senior, 5'10", 170. And Cody Schacht at the other wideout is a senior, 6'1", 169. Defensive specialist coming in, Sean Finley at safety. He's a 5'9", 152-pound junior. And Austin Dodson at the defensive line is a junior, 5'10". And 317. Giltner's coached by Jeff Ashby, as we said, 7-1 on the high school season. Silver Lake's Mustangs home tonight, introducing their seniors on the field. We'll go with the starters offensively. The quarterback is Kevin Hall, a 165-pound senior. Jared Rathje, a very talented running back, senior, 170 pounds. Nate Cossey, 170, senior at one of the end spots. Jacob Frausch, 215, a junior at the guard tackle spot. Jake Polk, 195, junior, is a running back. Connor Hansen, the end, 190, and a senior. Seth Planbeck, the senior, is 220 pounds. And Luis Perez, the other guard tackle, is 180 and a senior. That is your starting lineup for the Silver Lake Mustangs. 7-0 on the year, coached by Greg Iverson. We're going to take a break. You've been listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame report on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. You can also just give you the New Tech Seeds starting lineup. So let's hear from New Tech Seeds. We'll be back with the kickoff for tonight's ball game right after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Blade and Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
Every day somebody's got a birthday, an anniversary, or some sort of celebration, and any day a dozen roses from Roses for You can come in handy, and we can save you half price. Normally, a dozen roses, baby's breath, base, is $49. With Easy Auction, only $25. And if you use the latest promo code, you save another 20%. So log on and type in the promo code Halloween with Easy Auction. Local deals, local merchants. Click on Easy Auction at KLIQFM.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we are back at Bladen Silver Lake High School. Giltner invading tonight to find out who will be coming out of this thing with the district championship going on to next week. Both teams who have secured playoff spots for next week, which will be a Thursday game somewhere against someone. None of that will be known until probably late tomorrow morning. In the meantime, Giltner will be receiving, and Silver Lake will be kicking off. Silver Lake in all maroon with white helmets and white numerals. Giltner in the white jerseys tonight with the black pants. Black and orange is their color. Black and orange helmets, black and orange pants. 80-yard field, 8-man football, 12 minutes on the clock, and it'll start winding down momentarily when Silver Lake kicks off to the Giltner Hornets. And it's a low-line drive kick, fielded at about the 5-yard line. And coming back the other way for Giltner and breaking free, 25, 30-yard line, still going 35, midfield, 35. That was
Luke Richards
for Giltner, taking it back across midfield. About a 40-yard return there. He picked it at the 5, and it starts now at the 35-yard line of Silver Lake.
Great start for the Hornets to get things going. They got super field position. Both these teams are fast-starting teams, so you can expect some fireworks right from the start.
Mo stands about 7-8 yards in back of his center. He's got wideouts both ways. Jack is to the left side. And Henrich wide to the right with a slot man to the right. Back to pass. Fires downfield. Looking for Henrich. He's got him at the 5. And inside the 5-yard line, right at the goal line, they're going to call it. First and goal for Giltner on the second play of the game.
I tell you, Nate Most has such a nice touch on the ball, and they waste little time going to the air and trying to make. You can see how he's racked up those yards all year long.
There's 35 down and about 140 to go for the record. Again, shotgun. Wides both ways. Henrich slot man to the left side. Single setback. They're going to option it to the right now. He'll keep it himself. Tries to fall in and gets the touchdown. Touchdown, Nate Most, 1 yard run after a 35-yard pass, and we are Giltner 6, Silver Lake nothing, 30 seconds into this ball game. So Giltner came with their scoring shoes on.
That's it. They're going to the air, and they mean business. They set the tempo quick.
All right, they're going to go for 2 here. Lone step back is Derek Eastman. Shotgun with Most, of course, in the backfield. Slot man is out to the right side, dancing around, looking, and floating one into the end zone. Ott's got it, and it'll be good for 2. And it's an 8-0 ball game. Giltner out front quickly here from Silver Lake High School. It is Giltner 8, Silver Lake coming to bat with the high school game of the week here on KLIQFM.com. And the Breeze, 94.5 FM, back in 30 seconds.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has office at Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Most is going to tee the ball up at his 30-yard line. Silver Lake has twin safeties to return. Sawyer Monroe and Nate Cossey standing back inside their 5-yard line. Most, the sidewinder, will kick off with his right foot.
Guess put his team in the lead 8-0.
A short kick, an onside kick, and Silver Lake falls on it, and as a result, gets great field position. Giltner wanted it back. They want to put this thing away early.
Not a bad idea. It just shows you Jeff Ashby's going for this. He knows he's got to strike quick, strike fast, and strike often, and he got half of that done already.
Well, that sends the immediate message to Silver Lake. These guys ain't missing. We better not either. And under center is Kevin Hall. Rathsy is the eye back. Everybody is in tight. They may go to the toss handoff real quick to Rathsy. Goes right side. He's got a little running room. Falls forward for 5 or 6 yards. We'll see where they spot it. Yeah, they say his knee was down at the 37-yard line of Giltner. That is a pickup of just on an even 5 yards. Second and five coming. Sawyer's in the ball game now. Jake Polk checks out. And now re-entering the ball game is Billy Crow for the Mustangs. And a timeout is taken immediately by Greg Iverson, who doesn't look real happy at this point. Like there's a little bit of a mix-up going on the field. So we'll take a 30-second timeout again. 10:56 to go, first period, just underway. Giltner has an 8-point lead over Silver Lake. 8-0. Back after this on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Under center takes the snap. Falls down, ball on the ground. Giltner on top of it. First turnover. Hendricks came in, fell on an errant ball that came loose as Hall, the quarterback, tripped up as he backed away from center. Ball on the ground. He wanted a handoff to Rathke. Couldn't get it there. And Giltner is on top of it with the ball back, an 8-point lead, and decent field position at their the 38-yard line of the Silver Lake Mustang. This is not the start that Silver Lake expected. They are a quick-starting team, and boy, now they've got themselves in a hole, and they've got to really step up this defense now against the Hornets. Spread formation again. Hendricks wide to the right, Shock to the left. Back to pass. Most fires downfield. He's got Ott at a 15-10, 5-yard line. Ott is pulled down inside the 5 by Rathje. A penalty marker's down upfield, however, and we'll see if there's a hold on the play. That could be a break for Silver Lake if that is indeed the case. It's thrown on the far side of the field, so it wasn't the referee, so I'm not expecting holding, but it very well could be. Offside on the defense, so that'll be declined, and Giltner will take that play anytime. And they get it down. That is a 10, 20, about a 30-yard pass completion. They haven't moved the ball or the stakes or anything yet. We'll see what, if anything, is the delay. For some reason, they're coming back. Maybe they pointed the wrong way. Maybe it was an offside lineup. It was a dead ball play, and so that actually helped Silver Lake. An offside helped Silver Lake because they must have called it dead before the snap. So Giltner, instead of getting a completion inside their 5-yard line, will take a 5-yard penalty in their favor, get a first and 5, but that takes a huge gain off the field. Silver Lake got a break there by being offside. First and 5, shotgun formation. Most back to pass. Looking again, long, downfield, same play, almost intercepted. That time it was intended for Hendricks. Ott was streaking down with a little skinny post going, and Hendricks was on the sideline. That was a nice bat-of-the-way play by Nate Cossey there on the defensive side of the ball for Silver Lake. And that is a long incompletion, second down, 5 coming.
That'll show you how tight the Mustangs have to play on their defensive backs.
Again, shotgun wides both ways. Ott was the slot, back to pass again. Most, he's going to be pressured. Moves to his right, fires downfield. It is over the head of Shock. And it'll be another incompletion, bringing third down up for the Giltner Hornets, who, if you're just joining us,
two plays, and they were in Tater already. 30 seconds off the clock, they had an 8-point lead. They got the ball back on a Silver Lake turnover. They got a completion down inside the five, but Silver Lake was offside before the snap of the ball. That ball was called back. They got the penalty, but Silver Lake, by making that mistake, saved themselves a first and goal situation. Fake the handoff. Ball is on the ground. Silver Lake is running for it. They got it. An end around went awry. They were trying to get the ball in the hands of Josh Bush coming around from right to left. The ball fell on the ground, and Silver Lake recovered it. I think that was Coffey on the recovery, was it? It looked like it was Coffey, but the Bush coming around, he didn't look like he expected he was going to get the handoff because he kept going even after the ball dropped. That's a big break for Silver Lake to come back.
They can take advantage of it.
Big breaks here. Silver Lake starts now on the 39-yard line of Giltner. Handoff, Rasky. Right side, running room inside the 30. He's going to be close to the first down. Depends on where the spot goes. The ball will be spotted just inside the 30. They're going to measure it. But Silver Lake looks like they're going to try that perimeter first of all. And Rathke's got the speed and the cutback ability to make some things happen there on the ground. But that's the difference between the ball and the two ball clubs. Both are explosive in their own way. Rathke can pick up a lot of yardage on a few carries. And, of course, Nate Most and company can pick up a lot of yardage on a pass or two. They are shy by about the half a length of a football. Ball just inside the 30-yard line of Giltner. This time last week, Giltner was up by two touchdowns over Axtell early in the ball game on two turnovers. This time, Silver Lake, with some fortunate turns of events, have the ball again with an eye formation. Rathke dots the eye under center Hall. Hands off to Rathke, goes left this time. Little running room, got the first down, keeps the legs churning down to the 21-yard line.
Rathke was giving rides out there as he picked up another 9-yard run for the young man, but he had three Hornets on his back. Of course, if I had three Hornets on my back, I'd be running pretty quick too, but he carried them 9 yards down the field.
First down and 10. The ball is spotted at the 21, little outside the 21-yard line. Hall under center. Yep, man is Polk. He'll block for Rathke coming to the right side. And this time, Hendricks and Ott catch up with him for Giltner, and he's thrown for about a 2 or 3 yard loss. It'll be second down, 12 to 13 coming based on where they spot the ball at the just outside the 25-yard line. So actually second down at about 14 yards to go. About a 4-yard loss there on good defensive play, good pursuit by Giltner. Connor Hansen checks into the ball game for the Mustangs. Clock running at 9:27. Score 8-0. Giltner up top. Silver Lake breaks the huddle. Kevin Hall leads him up to the line of scrimmage. He'll go under center. Rathke dots the eye. Polk is the up man. Everybody else is in tight. Calls the signals. Hand off. Fake. Back to pass. Hall scrambles. Goes left side. Keeps it himself. 20. 15. Inside the 15. Close to first down territory at about the 12. I don't think he's at the first, but I think he's very, very close on some good creative play there by the quarterback, Hall.
Yeah, he had a lot of daylight to his left side. He's just short of the first down, about a yard short. But he had so much daylight to his left. That was a pass play all the way, and he just saw no one to his left and scooted up and nearly got the first down for him.
You can do that if you're quarterback. Third down and a yard. Polk, the up man, Rathke dots the eye. Everybody in tight. Under center again is Hall. Giltner has a line stacked. They give it to Polk. He crashes up. I think he got the first down without much trouble. It'll be first down and let's see if it's going to be goal to go or first and 10. We'll see where they spot it exactly, depending on what side of the 10 they put it on. They're going to be inside the 10, so it's going to be first and goal to go about as long as you can go for that kind of down and distance. First and goal right at the 10-yard line. Coming into the ball game with the play is Connor Hansen. Giltner has a lot of people up in the box trying to stop that running game, and they really haven't so far. Polk is the up man. Rathke again dots the eye. Hall under center. Calls the signals, takes the snap. Hand off Rathke.
Right side cuts inside. 10-5 touchdown, Silver Lake.
Wow, Rapsy had a huge hole on that right side.
Jared Rapsy, 10-yard TD run.
And that's the meat and potatoes of Silver Lake right there. They will run at you and run at you and run at you and make you miss tackles. Rapsy wasn't even touched. That front line of Silver Lake had that hole so wide that Rapsy could have tiptoed in and not had a problem.
That was about a 41-yard drive, capped by a 10-yard run by Rapsy. Nice ad-libbing by Kevin Hall. Kept that drive alive and picked up a critical first down as well. 2 points coming. Hall keeps it right side. Gets inside for the 2 point. Yes, no, we get no indication. No, we didn't get it.
Did not make it. Just a little bit short.
No good. It is 8-6 with 8:05 to go on the first period clock. Giltner 8. Silver Lake responds with 6 points. We'll see what happens next. We'll find out. Kickoff in 30. Keep it right here on KLIQFM.com and The Breeze 94.5 FM. High school game of the week.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got a good ball game here tonight. 8-6, Silver Lake just responding from Giltner's first drive touchdown. Teams exchange turnovers on fumbles. And Silver Lake capitalized on the last one. Giltner was unable to capitalize on the first turnover. It was kind of a complicated deal we'll talk about as the game goes on. Kickoff now by Silver Lake. Cossey will put the leg to it. The ball spotted at the 30. And again, it is a high kick. And taken back the other way at the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25-yard line. Great return again by Luke Richards for Giltner, who showed us a lot last week in second effort. In fact, remember a couple of times last week we thought he was hemmed in. He squirted out. That time he didn't come out quite as far as he did the first take back, but the ball is spotted at first and 10 at the 22-yard line of Giltner. So Nate Most has a longer field to work tonight on this possession.
It could be a good thing for him.
He's got he wants the yardage if he wants the record. Shotgun. Slot is out to the right side. Fires over and complete to the wideout, Hendricks. Hendricks breaks away. He's got an open field in front of him. 30, Hendricks, 20, 10. Hendricks, touchdown. And that adds another 60 yards to the passing total of Nate Most. Not that that's what this is all about, but this could be a record-breaking game here if Most continues to pass that way. But that would give a lot of credit there to Hendricks.
Well, he's got 112 yards by the air already.
It was about a 5-yard pass, but the yak was about 50. Shotgun or the 2 point. 14-6 the current score. We'll see whether or not Giltner can put it in for two. They did to Ott last time. Shotgun works it. Option right side. Finley, option pass into the end zone, and he got it to Hendricks. Finley, the backup quarterback to Hendricks, and it is now 16-6 in favor of Giltner. We'll take a 30 back with the kickoff. We're only 7:45 to go in the first period, and we've already got 22 points on the board, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Time for a new do? Go see Janet's Family Hair Care at their new location on Main Street in Giltner. Janet is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and offers all hair services, Nioxin and Roboto products, plus pedicures. Janet's Family Hair Care proudly supporting the Giltner athletes. Go Hornets!
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, don't go too far. You might miss a couple of touchdowns here. You know, you start a period, it's got 12 minutes on it.
There's only 7:45 still on the clock, or there is 7:45 still on the clock. In other words, 5:15 is gone. And we've got 22 points on the board between the two teams. 16 of those for Giltner. But Silver Lake will get another possession coming up here in just a moment. Most tees it up at the 30. Cassie and Sawyer are the return men inside their five. A line drive kick. Sawyer can fly. He takes it at the 5. Sawyer to the 10, 15. Sawyer to the 20 and pushed out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. All right, so that's Sawyer or Cassie?
That was Sawyer, wasn't it?
I think it was Sawyer. Seven.
Yeah.
I saw Sawyer go out of bounds and Cassie come back in. I'm going, oh, wait a minute.
There was a little bait and switch there.
So the ball is at the 20 of Silver Lake. Now they go to a shotgun with Hall. He's got two men in the backfield, wide outs both ways. Hall back to pass. Quarterback draw this time, and he's going to be smothered in the backfield for about a 2 or 3 yard loss. That was a slow developing play, but good coverage by Giltner forced him to pull it down and come back on the delay. The clock running at 7:23 in the first. Both teams have given the ball away one time via the fumble. Both teams have scored at least one touchdown. Giltner has scored two, and they've gotten two pointers afterwards, hence the 16-6 score. I formation, Hall feeds to Rafji, cutback. He's got some running room to the 20, out to the 24-yard line. Nice hit there by Ott, and Finley came over, as well as Bush.
Some popping going on down there. Rafji will pick up 6 on it.
Connor Hansen checks back in at the end spot, delivers the play. Back under center for Hall with the eye. Rafji, everybody else in tight. Rafji gets the call, finds the cutback lane, a little room, and across the 30, good enough for the first down. I think what they've got to do is they've got to be patient. If they are patient, think about this. They take clock off. They keep Nate Most off the field offensively, and that may be the most wise strategy that Silver Lake can use, assuming that Rafji stays healthy and keeps the momentum that he's gotten going. He's gotten good blocking there from Polk, the up man. He stays there. And off again, Rafji goes left side, this time running room again. He's got an open field at the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Rafji is on fire on his legs, just the same way that Most is on fire with his arm tonight. It's down to the 25-yard line, and Silver Lake has a 1st and 10 at the 25-yard line of Giltner, but a flag backup field at the 31-yard line. We'll see what that's all about. Illegal procedure, and that is going to be against Silver Lake, so that is a big ouch if you're a Mustang fan. Rafji comes out, and I don't know if he got dinged a little bit on that play or not, but he's coming over. He's kind of holding his one arm, his left arm kind of gingerly there. We'll see whether or not anything on that develops. We'll see who comes into the ball game in his stead. He's not going to make this play, I'll tell you that. Now they're going to mark the play all the way back to the 26-yard line of Silver Lake. So it's going to be 1st down and 15. 1st and 15 for Silver Lake in Silver Lake territory. Giltner with three men down, keep a whole bunch still up in the box trying to defend against that run. They haven't been that successful tonight. Cassie is the eye man now. Polk still the up back. Polk gets the call. He was the eye back. The up man was Polk. And Polk took it.
And got back.
Try that again. Jake Crouch was the up back. On the carry there, a forward progress of about 3 yards, 2nd down and 12. Cassie comes back into the ballgame. Rafji's back in the ballgame. So if I'm Giltner, I'm looking at number 14. Eye formation, he dots the eye, everybody in tight. He faked the ball to him. Hall fires downfield. Ball is batted, falls
harmlessly to the turf at about the 30-yard line.
Nate Most got good penetration, made a good move on Rapsky to get around him, got in the face of Hall, and got his hands on the ball to knock that one away. Good play.
Stop the clock, 4:58 in the first. 16-6, Giltner on top of Silver Lake. Silver Lake just caught a bad break with a procedure call after a nice long first down run for Rapsky. And now they're recovering from that deficit. Third down and better than 10 to go. Third down and about 12. And we'll see whether they go with the run or the pass. They spread things out. They've got Polk in the slot. And now a timeout's going to be called by Silver Lake. And Greg Iverson wants to take a look at what we're going to do here, guys. 4:58 on the clock. Timeout back in a minute. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The score, Giltner 16, Silver Lake 6.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland congratulates all the Silver Lake athletes on their hard work and enthusiasm on the field and in the classroom. Reggie's Bar and Grill is open every day and features homemade noon food specials, charbroiled food, your favorite refreshments, and karaoke the second Saturday of each month. Friends, food, and fun. It's Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland. And when the game is over tonight, stop by Reggie's Bar and Grill. They're open until 1 a.m. And from Reggie's, please don't drink and drive.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hand off to Rapsky on the inside give to the left side, and he comes off under distress. I don't think he's feeling well.
Yeah, I
he picked up about 7 yards. It's going to be fourth down and 5 yards to go now. And Coffey is into the ball game to do the punting, standing at his 25. Gets a nice high kick. Hendricks called for a fair catch at about the 12-yard line, and Giltner will get the ball back. Rafferty looks like he has...
It looks a bit illness.
Yeah,
he's had better...
Not injured, but I don't think he's feeling well.
He's not 100%.
4:14 to go. The 15-yard line is where this drive will start. Nate Most can sling it all over the field. If you've heard these Giltner broadcasts before, you know that's true. If you haven't, listen in. Spread formation, slots both ways. Hendricks is over on the right side. He's his favorite target. Fires down, intended for, it's just over his fingertips.
Yes,
at the tight end, breaking on the post pattern. Missed it at the 40-yard line. Otherwise, that could have been another long touch. For Giltner, stops the clock at 4:09, brings up a second and 10.
That was Alex Gomez on the defensive back, and he was having a hard time keeping up with Ott. Ott was just starting to pull away.
He is a big target, pretty good speed there. Hendricks, the other wide man to that same side. They fake the inside handoff. Most will keep it to the left side, gets it up across the 15 to about the 16-yard line. And it'll bring up a third down and close to 5 yards to go.
That's actually only the second time that Giltner ran the ball in the ball game so far. Both carries by Most.
Eastman is the running back, but he's not in the backfield right now. Slots both ways. Shotgun. Most fires. He's got a man. It is Hendricks, and he's close to the sticks, but I think he's shy of the first down. So do they go for it or not? Last week, there wasn't a whole lot of punting going on between Axtell and Giltner in the early going. Neither one of them really wanted to give it up. Giltner, I think, will try it again. But with Most standing in the backfield in the shotgun, he can punt it as well. So we'll see whether he decides to short kick it or pass it. He'll pass. Fires. Got a man. Hendricks. Got the sticks. Got the down. And a first down will be spotted just outside the 20-yard line for Giltner. And they keep the drive alive with 3:10 to go in the first. They're up by 10 points, 16-6. They move the ball quickly. A lot of momentum here for the offense now. hurry-up offense, even though they don't need to. Slots both ways, out the slot, right side. They're going to fire to him. No, they get it to Henrichs down the right sideline to the 30-yard line. You give most time, and he's going to pick you apart. He must have close to 200 yards in passing already tonight. He had 100, would you say 145 or 114? 112 early. And that was another about 25, 30-yard pickup. So he's close to 150 at least tonight in the ball game. And he'll stand in the shotgun again. They're ready to go already. Henrichs wide to the right. Schacht is wide to the left side. He looks left. Fires across. Schacht in and out of his hand. Incomplete. He's second down and 10 coming. It's those little passes that are going to start to add up for most. He can beat you deep. He's already shown that he's got the touch and the strength to do it, but these short passes are going to add up real quick. It's what he's been doing all season long. Big arm, stands about 6 feet tall. I don't know what that means as far as playing at the next level or if he even wants to, but most right now looks very impressive and comfortable in his Giltner offense. Pumps once, fires downfield. He's got a man, and it is Henrichs' touchdown for Giltner once again. Man, he just folded that down. He laid it in a basket right over Henrichs' shoulders, and it is now 22-16 in favor of Giltner. This is about where Axtell and Giltner were a week ago. Yeah, absolutely. Giltner can, if things are going Giltner's way,
is that about a 50?
That was a 80-yard field, folks. We got to figure this out. Shotgun on the 2-point. Option again. Finley's got it, the backup quarterback. Into the end zone. It is intended for Ott. Broken up nicely there by Kevin Hall in on defense. So Giltner will be denied that 2-point attempt, but it is 22-6 now with 2:34 to go in the first period. 22-6. We're back in 30 seconds with the kickoff on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Giltner will kick off again. Nate Most will do the kicking. He did the passing the last time around, 38-yard touchdown pass to Shea Henrichs. And that was a beauty. 2-point was no good. But they are still out front now. And that 16-point margin. And again, Cossie and Sawyer are back for the return. Rathje looks like he is ready to come back into the ballgame. He's been battling some illness tonight. High kick. Cossie takes it at the 10. 15. Cossie dances around to the 16. Maybe the 18, falls forward just inside the 20-yard line. Tackled there by Blake Fricke, 5'10", 152-pound specialist for Giltner. So Kevin Hall and company will come back in with 2:27 on the first period clock and try to get the score a little more even. Very important for Silver Lake to, just for their confidence alone, to be able to get down and be able to move the ball and get some points on the board.
They still just got to concentrate on first and 10, first and 10. I formation, Rathje gets the carry. And he is going to be met right in the backfield there by Ott. And he may have lost a yard. Ott, who caught a 2-point conversion earlier, caught a nice pass that was called back earlier because Silver Lake had lined up offside. And actually, by being penalized, they helped themselves in one of those strange twists of the football fates. Clock now inside 2 minutes, first period. Silver Lake in their maroon uniforms break the huddle. Rathje dots the I. Polk is the up guy. Hand off Rathje again. He's got some running room this time and gets across the 20 to about the 23 or 4-yard line, and it'll be third down and 6 or 7 yards to go. Again, Rathje comes up. He's a workhorse, and he pays for it. He's going to come off the field one more time.
Yeah, he's a little bit under the weather right now.
Now he
has a little bit of a problem with a leg, and we'll see whether or not he won't make it in again for this play. One of those things.
So they move Colt
to the tailback slot. Jacob Trausch comes in as the up man. Now the option down the line is going to go nowhere as being hit in the backfield by Bryce Consbrook for Giltner. Silver Lake is thrown for another 4-yard loss. It's going to be fourth down and 15 yards to go. So Silver Lake is now beginning to flail here. They've got to get some sort of a reconstitution of their game plan. They came into this thing undefeated. Giltner with one loss. On formation, kick is up. Nice high kick bounces inside the 30 and falling on it and downing the ball for Silver Lake is Cossie. And so it will be first and 10 from the 29-yard line of Giltner for Giltner. Giltner defense is really going to have to, or Giltner's offense has been having their way so far. Silver Lake's defense is going to have to pick things up a notch, and it's hard when you're going against a quarterback that's already got some good momentum. And that momentum will start again at the 29-yard line. In motion, Eastman. Shotgun formation. Over to Shaq, and again, he'll right through his hands. As he slid to the ground and tried to reach up and pull it down, couldn't. 21 seconds to go. Clock is stopped. It's a little chilly out there. It's not cold. The ball's not wet or anything, but the field does not seem to be holding cleats as well, as Shaq went down quick off of that quick cut. They break the huddle. Shaq comes out to the left side. Hendricks is wide to the right side. Ott, the slot man, to the right. Eastman in the setback. Goes in motion to the right. They fire it out to him in the flat. It is incomplete. And that will bring up a third down and 10 yards to go. 18 seconds on the clock. Those incompletions stopping it and extending this first quarter. What a contrast between the two sides. The passing game doesn't work the clock well, and the running game just eats it up. And we've seen both of that tonight. Again, same formation, slots both ways, wides both ways, shotgun, most fires downfield, and he overshoots Ott. Ott on a little skinny post again down the middle, and a flag upfield. A hold is going to be called against the Hornets. Got it. Most had a lot of pressure. Sawyer Monroe coming from that right side was putting the heat on him, and that's the area the hold penalty came from. That's the kind of thing Silver Lake collectively has to gather on, say, now, okay, we got down and distance in our favor. Let's try and hold these guys, get the ball back, and maybe get a little closer in the score. They can't let another score or two come and compound on them, or it's going to be out of control.
Yeah, well, that's the answer that Silver Lake has to come up with. They've got to put pressure on most because the coverage is going to be there because most will pick them apart.
Fourth down, 10. And he's going to quick kick it. Well, actually kick it. It isn't a quick kick. And it rolls down, takes a nice Giltner roll inside the 10-yard line. And the ball will be spotted at about, let's see now, we're at a point now where I see the 10-yard marker across the way, and they're inside that by about four. I think they're going to start this drive at the 6-yard line of Silver Lake.
Rafferty's still not in. He's stretching that, looks to be the right quadricep, but I don't think his stomach's feeling too well either.
All right, 3 seconds on the first period clock. We'll get one play in here before the timeout. The handoff goes to Polk, and he struggles forward for decent yardage for that kind of tight end play. He'll get progress up. Not quite to the 10-yard line, and it's going to be second down coming, and about 6 or 7 yards to go. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. Your score, Giltner 22, Silver Lake 6. On the High School Game of the Week, you're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Finding affordable health insurance that gives you one less thing to worry about doesn't have to be scary or frustrating. For someone to talk to right in this area, contact your neighbors at the Kroll Agency. Kroll has offices in Kennesaw, Minden, Hastings, and Roseland, so you won't have to go far to find solid local advice. Call today, 888-476-3700. That's 888-476-3700. The Kroll Agency is an independent and authorized health insurance producer for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Time for a new do? Go see Janet's Family Hair Care at their new location on Main Street in Giltner. Janet is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and offers all hair services, Nioxin and Roboto products, plus pedicures. Janet's Family Hair Care proudly supporting the Giltner athletes. Go Hornets!
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'll get you caught up with the scores here, won't we? Or do you want me to do that real quick?
If you've got, I've got a few coming in.
We've got a play coming up.
We've got a play coming here, and the handoff goes again to Polk. He gets across the 10 to the 12, 13-yard line. He'll be short of the first down. He's got to get to the 15 with third down coming here. If Silver Lake is going to have any shot of climbing back into this, they're going to have to stabilize their offense, control the ball, and get some first downs and maybe a touchdown here via the running game. 11:35 in the first half, yet to go. Cossie checks into the ball game. Valentine leading Mitchell 22-16. Hastings has a 27-0 lead on Northwest. Adams Central over Aurora. Is that right? 2-0? I got 8-0. Yeah, I got 8-0 Adams Central over Aurora. Shadron over Hershey 14-0. North Platte. Now, run shy there for Silver Lake. It's going to be fourth down at about one. And now Polk is back to do some punting. Standing back is Sean Finley, single safety at the 30. Takes the ball, goes back up 35-40. 35 Finley inside to the 34-yard line of Giltner, of Silver Lake for Giltner. And so Giltner, with great field position again, sends that dangerous arm of Nate Most only 40 yards or so away from Pater. Look at passing for Nate Most in that first quarter, 137 yards, including that 57 long one almost for the touchdown. 35-yard line of Silver Lake is where Giltner starts this drive. Single setback goes in motion. Back to pass is Most. And they harass him, but he recovers, fires downfield, and it is again a touchdown.
Luke Richards.
This time, Luke Richards, who came out of the backfield in motion, catches the pass, and it is now 28-6.
Boy, Nate Most is just showing some great composure.
Wow.
Rolling to his right. Has to kick off a defender that's hanging around his ankles, and as the composure gathers himself and finds Luke Richards streaking down the right side into the end zone. This is not the game plan that Silver Lake had drawn up during the week. Jeff Ashby putting together a good plan that's working to perfection for the Hornets.
Again, they'll go for two. Finley is in the backfield along with Most. They flipped it to him on the option, and he'll do it again. Keeps it this time himself, goes in for two. And the conversion is good. It is 30-6. 30-6. 10:34 to go in the first half. Allen's of Hastings halftime report coming up. Kickoff coming up in 30. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Giltner so far laying it on Silver Lake, specifically Nate Most.
but also his receivers, Hendricks and Ott, and most recently Luke Richard, hauling in the third touchdown pass of the evening from Most. 30-6, 10-34, Most puts the right leg to it, gives it a ride, line drive, taken by Kasi inside the 5. Back to the 10, Kasi 15, Kasi 20-yard line, and he'll be hammered there at the 20-yard line by Bryce Consbrook. Tough hole for Silver Lake to get into. Down, but hopefully not out. I mean, they're down by just 24 points, but we're still early in the second quarter. A lot of time on the clock, and if the game plan works the way that Coach Iverson has drawn it up, then Silver Lake can patiently get right back into this ball game, and they'll need to start somewhere. Under center is Hall. Takes the handoff, rolls right, fires out into the flat, immediately tackled as the recipient, Sawyer.
Monroe, yeah.
And about a yard loss on that. Arapahoe leading Amherst 48-16. Oh, that's the final. Ansley over Loomis 40-16. Those must have been afternoon games that were postponed from yesterday. SEM 36, Maywood nothing. Kearney Catholic, Dundee County 40-13. These are some finals from games that were canceled because of the weather yesterday. Second down, 10. And off Polk. Falls forward for a couple of yards. It'll be third down and 7 coming with not anywhere near the yardage gobbled up by Rafferty by the ground. Rafferty is still on the sideline, and
he's got his helmet back.
Coach comes around, puts his arm around him, kind of giving him some encouragement. He's got to be discouraged at this point because he was having a good ball game. He was gouging out some pretty good yardage.
He's racked up 57 yards already.
And that was with only partial playing time.
46 yards, yeah.
Trouch is the up guy. Tailback is Polk, normally the fullback. Hall fakes back to pass, fires out. It's overshooting everybody. And incomplete, intended for Trouch out of the backfield. Third down and about fourth down, I should say, and about 6 yards to go now. So here is, again, a representative punting situation. They send Hendricks back in single safety return inside his 25-yard line for Giltner and Polk. The punter is standing just outside his 10-yard line. Good snap. Good kick. High kick. Hendricks comes up on the run, though. He's got it at the 32-yard line, but immediately taken down by Kasi for Silver Lake. And a good hit there by Kasi. And a gutty return by Hendricks, who took it on the run and knew he was going to get hit.
Yeah, Kasi made a good open field tackle. Was trying to get something shook up on Hendricks, but Hendricks had a lock on that ball. It wasn't going anywhere. Still good field position, though, for the Hornets.
The ball is spotted at the 32. Shotgun, two men in the backfield, Hendricks and Eastman with Most. Wide both ways. Most on the delay handoff to Eastman. Now they're going to grind it out on the ground, and he gets about 2 or 3 yards. It'll be second down and 8 on the carry by Eastman.
Eastman did a good job wrapping up that ball, but Silver Lake was very well disciplined, staying home with that front line, and they were able to keep that play from getting anywhere.
I'm looking at what they're doing to Rafferty down there. They're wrapping him with something, and I don't know if they're wrapping ice on a leg or if they're going to try and just tighten something up. Post, back to pass. Out of the shotgun. Fires across the middle. Incomplete. Intended for Ott. You know, Most that time took the snap. Didn't even move his feet. He was already set for the snow for the throw when he got the snap. He did not move his feet. He took the snap, and in one motion, cocked, fired, and almost, well, he did hit Ott.
He threw
just didn't hang on to
it. Yeah. Just a hard move.
Shotgun again. This time he'll option. Left side. Keeps it himself. Struggles forward for a couple of yards, and it's going to be fourth down and 5 yards to go now for Giltner.
Ott's not afraid, or Most isn't afraid to run the ball. The problem I saw was he was passing through the line, and he had that ball way away from his body. He's going to have to tuck that thing in because Silver Lake can get these turnovers.
Obviously, a kid like that's got the hands that feel comfortable around the football when he's throwing it, so he's going like, what's the difference if I'm running it? He didn't tuck it in, you're right. But a quarterback like that just feels that comfortable with the ball. Again, the flip option, Eastman, right side, struggles forward, but he's not going to get anywhere near the first down. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. And so it'll bring up a first down for Silver Lake as they turn it over on downs.
Kevin Hall got good penetration on that outside. Didn't make the tackle, but slowed him up enough for the rest of that Mustang defense to come around and force the loss of down.
So the door is open here for Silver Lake to climb into this thing, but they need to get back into the end zone in the next 7 minutes and 50 seconds to make this a close one for the second half. Handoff goes to Polk, and he'll fall forward for a yard or two. They just don't have the breakaway threat in there right now, it doesn't look like, that Rafty gives them. Rafty is still on the bench. Clock at 7.5. In the half.
You know, I guess now's a good time as any to point out that Silver Lake is 7-0, and it's not just the Rafty show. It's the team. And they can actually, they know how to play the game.
Sawyer tight end left side. Hand off, Polk. And he'll get some running room up to the 35-yard line of Giltner, inside to the 34-yard line. That's a nice-looking run there, but it's more 3 yards and a cloud of dust kind of running than what Rafty was doing. Third down and 5 yards are coming for Silver Lake with the clock running inside 7 minutes now. They wait for the play to come in from the bench. Cassie brings it in, hands it off to Hall, who relays it to the teammates. They break huddle and again send everybody tight on the line of scrimmage with an eye formation. Krause, the up man, a little movement there. They didn't call it. Polk has the ball, and he tries to jump over the pile at the line and doesn't get far enough. It'll bring up fourth down and a long 3 yards to go, perhaps four. Fourth and four, we'll call it. The ball is spotted still inside the 35-yard line of Giltner at about the 33.
I think Iverson makes the right call here. I think going for it is the answer right here. Nope, now they're going to punt it.
Well, it's hard to say. There is no pinning Giltner back, it doesn't look like. I mean, you just play good defense against a field position. Doesn't mean a whole lot to these guys.
Right.
Polk standing at his 35 to do the punting, we think. Single safety is Hendricks. He lets the ball go over his head. It goes into the inside the 5 yard line. Nice kick. Giant swan inside the five. A great kick there by Polk. And that might be the best play of the night for Silver Lake.
He certainly put a good touch on it. That ball just absolutely died inside the 5 yard line. So
I wasn't trying to be facetious there. That was where it should have been. It was a good play for Silver Lake, a good special teams play. And now Giltner is pinned inside their 5 yard line. And again, that's a relative term if you can pin Nate Most and company anywhere.
It'll be up to the Mustang defense to get a. They'd love to see a three and out right here and be able to turn around and get some decent field position out of it and get the Mustangs on the board before half.
Adams Central 9-0 over Aurora in Class B. Wow.
Something's wrong with that score because it was 8-0.
Most goes under center. Back to pass. Fires downfield. He's got a man wide open at midfield. And hauling it in is Trevor Poppin. The 6-foot, 170-pounder hauled it in right at midfield. It'll be first and 10 at the 40-yard line. 36-yard pitch catch there from Nate Most to Poppin.
And Kevin Hall bit on it. Kevin Hall was the defender, the defensive back, and he was toe for toe with them all the way until he made a bite, and that cost him 2 yard separation, and that was the difference.
First catch for Poppin tonight. Shotgun again, trips wide to the left side. Screen, middle screen to Ott, and he is tripped up after a yard gain or so by Hall, who got beaten on that last play, and it's going to be second down and 8 yards to go.
This time Hall stayed home, did what he was supposed to do, and made a great tackle and made what looked like was going to be a big gain, a 3 yard play for the Hornets.
Shotgun. Most back to pass fires. Hendricks got it. 15-10. Touchdown. Jay Hendricks, fourth TD pass tonight for Nate Most.
And the third to Jay Hendricks. And that is just a good combo that's working. There's a huge mismatch defensively. Alex Gomez doesn't quite have the altitude as Jay Hendricks does. Hendricks comes in at 5'10, and Gomez is just a little bit under that.
5 for 2 now. Finley, offset to the right side of Most, takes the flip. This time he fires into the end zone. Akhtar, and he's got it. 2 points to Ott. It is now 38-6 in favor of Silver Lake. We might have a running clock coming out of the chute in the second half. 4:58 to go in the first half. Your score, Giltner 38, Silver Lake 6. Back in a half minute on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now, all right, now I can say something. Whoops, 4:58 to go. First half, Nate Most puts the right leg to it again. The line drive, Sawyer takes it inside the 5, comes back the other way. Sawyer, 10, Sawyer, 15, and he's hauled down at the 15-yard line there. Bryce Consbrook has the tackle for Giltner, and Silver Lake has quite a challenge here, down by 32 points coming up on halftime.
Yeah, they've got to make a statement before the end of the half. Kevin Hall is going to have to step up and make some plays, because in absence of Jared Rathje, somebody's got to step up and make the play. And Kevin Hall is that team leader now, and he's got to do it.
Rathje's getting a coat put on him down. He's still sitting down on the bench. He won't be in for the rest of the first half. I formation again, Polk gets the call, but he's a big, rambling, blocking kind of guy, and running is not something he's going to do on a breakout basis. He'll get you a couple, 2-3 yards, but that time, not even that. Second down and 10.
Yeah, you haven't seen Silver Lake poke the ball downfield yet. A lot of respect for that, the Hornets secondary, but they're going to have to come up with those short, crisp passes. They were doing that in the pregame show, or pregame warm-ups. They were doing those short, crisp passes. And I thought that's the game plan that Silver Lake was going to come with.
Both these teams in the playoffs next Thursday against whom, we don't know. We will by early tomorrow afternoon. Long downfield pass. Hall is almost intercepted by Sean Finley. It was intended for Sawyer. And double coverage there, bracketed by Hendricks and Finley. Finley's impressive, too, in his own right. I don't know
that
he's the gunner that Most is. He's a backup quarterback. But he's done well on the two-point conversions, and on defense the last 2 weeks, he's been pretty impressive in that defensive
Absolutely.
Backfield.
He can step up. He's filled in for most a lot of the times in the second half when they've been running away, Giltner has. They've been putting in Finley in the second half.
Clock at 4:04 is stopped. 4:04 to go in the first half. 38-6. Silver Lake trying to figure out what they can do to climb into this thing. They go shotgun. Hall, two men in the backfield with him. They fake the handoff to Troush. He'll keep it right side. Got some running room close to the first down, out to about the 24-yard line. He needed to get to the 25, and we'll see where they spot it to see what the exact distance will be. It looks just a bit over a yard to go for the first down with fourth down. This is interesting. Polk could make this. But everybody would be looking for him. We'll see whether or not they're going to go for the punt or the first.
Now, we've seen Polk come with the shoulders down and going.
Well, Polk now is in, but he's going to be punting, apparently, at the 10-yard line. Hendricks back at his 25. Polk has had a good night on the kick, but not that time. He shanks it. Bounces at the 35-yard line and 35 of Giltner. And so Giltner with decent field position on that 25-yard punt. Quite an opposite performance from his last punt, which was exactly where he wanted it.
Put
Giltner deep in their own territory. They came back and scored, but it was a good punt at the time.
Giltner now with a great opportunity to get a running clock to start that second half if they can get one across here.
Giltner first and 10, their own 25. Hendricks and Eastman in the backfield with him. They go to the delay. Hendricks, nobody, or to Eastman rather, nobody fooled. As Sawyer was in there,
he was blitzing. Sawyer Monroe was blitzing from the count at his time perfectly, and he was in the backfield at just about the same time. If he's a half step quicker, he gets that handoff.
Big Hopp block. Is the split tight end in the slot. Hendricks wide to the right side on that same side. Schacht is wide to the left side. Shotgun for Most. Back to pass. Looking at Schacht all the way. And this time he gets it. Stretches out and Schacht gets the call and makes the reception at the 30-yard line of Silver Lake. That is his first reception tonight. He's dropped a couple earlier, and he wanted that one. He wanted to make sure he wasn't going to get that one, and he actually left his feet, full extension, grabbed it, and hauled it.
Go figure. That was the toughest catch. The other ones were right in his hands. That one he stretches out and gets it.
He wanted to get that in.
First and 10, they wind the clock again, 2:45 to go first half. Schacht to the left side again. Henry's right side. Ott, split man right side. Option, Most keeps it himself. Got running room inside the 20, down inside the 15, close to the 10-yard line. And Most, when you least expect it, pulls it down and runs himself. He's got some good speed on his own.
You know, I tell you, a lot of kids going for, state records like that, that's all they're concentrating on. Most is the most unselfish kid that you can imagine. He just wants to win the ball game. That's his slogan.
He's got a fee. He's got wideouts both ways again. Eastman is in the slot. Pop into the slot the other way. Back to pass. Fires. He's got Hendricks. Short. Takes it upfield into the end zone. Touchdown.
Hendricks did a
beautiful job of cutting inside. He baited two tacklers and just as simple as you please got into the end zone. It is now 44-6. On that 15-yard touchdown.
And here's something I haven't seen all year with Silver Lake. Hands on the hips, just not having a good time out there as they have.
TD number five, two-point formation. Finley fires into the end zone, and it is good. Completed to Hendricks on the 2-point, and it is 46-6.
That's like a quadruple option. That they're running on those point afters, and it is just working to perfection.
So we'll have the running clock coming out of this, and this had started out to be kind of a long game because of all the passing and first downs, but I don't know if that'll continue in the second half. So what are we thinking about as broadcasters? You know, say, well, are they 4-1 team or not? No. Generally speaking, we're looking for a good game to give you, a close game, and we're a little disappointed when two teams come out seemingly even matched on the record.
Yeah, you
but,
look at it.
You end up with a 40-point bulge here, and that's not fun for anybody. So let's hang in there and see whether or not Phil Blake can come back and pull this thing a little closer.
We'll have the second
and also, we'll see whether or not the record falls tonight. Scott Frost's record of how many years was that be? Close to 20 now.
Well,
in the old. Yeah. I remember when Scott Frost was being recruited, for crying out loud. Now he's like a coach somewhere, isn't he? 30-yard line, isn't he in Oregon or something? Down to the 10-yard line on the kickoff. Back the other way as Hossie gets across to the 21-yard line. Or is he out of Washington? I think he's in the Pac-10 somewhere.
I think he's Northwest. Yeah, that's a good trivia question.
When I heard where he was, I was thinking Washington because I remember one of his breakout games when he was with the Huskers was against Washington there, and I thought it was ironic that he ended up on that staff, but I could be wrong. All right, first down and 10, 2:07 to go. Silver Lake with the ball again. Hall in the shotgun, and on the delay, they give it to Trausch, and he gets nowhere.
May have lost a couple yards up that middle. That front line for the Gilder Hornets is just holding their own there.
At this point, you got to think that Silver Lake says discretion is the better part of valor. I don't see Rafferty risking anything coming back in. They've got playoffs they got to get into.
And they're going to need a healthy for that. They're going to need a healthy
Greg,
team.
Greg Iverson's protest to the contrary in the pregame. He said, well, we're in it to win it. You know what? I don't think you need to worry about this thing. It's not going to go your way tonight. And they've got another game they've got to get back for. So I look for a lot of playing time from a lot of people who don't get a lot right now. Give some of his starters a rest and maybe an opportunity to just kind of get out of this thing and not worry about it.
It's going to be a big test, though. Greg Iverson, this is his first year, and he's he made a big statement. He really wanted that perfect regular season, and obviously that's
probably not going to happen.
Yeah, and that's maybe an understatement in itself, but it's interesting to see how he'll respond to it, and two, what kind of second half we're going to see from the Mustang.
All is under is in the shotgun. He's got trips to the left side, one wide out to the right side, back to pass. He'll scramble around. He fires, and right into the arms of a Giltner receiver, and that is Logan Rath, a linebacker, took it the other way and got it inside to about the 12-yard line. So good pressure there by Giltner, forced the error. Rath was right there to move it back the other way. And with 38 seconds on the clock, Giltner could strike again here. They're up 46-6.
Kevin Hall was in trouble from the snap, and under pressure, he just tried to force a ball that across his body that it wasn't quite prepared for, and Logan Rath was, and he was right in the perfect position and capitalized for the Hornets. Rough game to watch for Silver Lake fans.
Giltner with no still in at quarterback. Now, I imagine he's going to stay in until they're sure he's got enough yardage, and then Finley could come in for the remainder of the game. Shotgun gets it over to Hendricks, and not much gain there as he had to straddle his tightrope and stepped out of bounds. That was the same kind of play, though. He cut inside earlier and got the touchdown, the last touchdown. 34 seconds, clock stop. Coming up on halftime, Allens of Hastings halftime report coming up on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
The most points that Silver Lake has given up all year to a team is 36. And that's a whole game. In one half, they've given up 46.
Hastings leads Grand Island Northwest 34-12 in the second. North Platte over Fremont 7-0. Southeast leads Kearney 14-0 on the game on 98.9 KKPR. Shotgun. Finley is the quarterback. He fakes it one way, goes to his right, and he'll be hemmed in inside the 10-yard line.
Ball came out. It looks like Silver.
The ball is loose on Finley's carry, and recovering that was Connor Hansen. So Silver Lake picks up a turnover.
I was about ready to say Finley was carrying that ball pretty loose, and it was a solid pop put on him by Jake Polk, and the ball came out, and the Mustangs come away with it.
Mustangs have it at their own 10-yard with 26 seconds to go in this first half of play. Mustangs are down by 40 points. Nothing else happens here. We'll have a running clock coming out of halftime, which means only penalties, timeouts, and end of quarter should stop the clock. That should be the last play right there. That was a running play. Trausch had the carry, went right into the middle of the line. Most is, who knows whether or not he's going to come back into the ball game. He doesn't have to. We're going to get some stats on him. We'll tell whether or not he's close to that all-time record. He only had to get, unofficially, just less than 200 yards, I think, to get that. Yeah. That is the end of the first half of play. Your score, Giltner 46, Silver Lake 6. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the web.
Gennert Packing Company in Holstein wishes the Silver Lake teams and coaches good luck in every sport. Gennert Packing Company serves you with meat processing and a retail counter, open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturdays. Belinda and Mark are getting ready for more time at the store. Gennert Packing will have extended hours for the rifle deer season, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 to 7 Sundays starting November 14th. Got deer? Gennert done at award-winning Gennert Packing Company in Holstein, Nebraska, and at GennertPack.com.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore? Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Craig Eckert, Rob Osmond on 94.5 FM, The Breeze, game of the week. We thought it was going to be a closer game than it has turned out to be. Silver Lake is trailing Giltner by 40 points at halftime, 46-6 on a blazing array of touchdown passes and a throwing exhibition by Nate Most, soon to be the all-time D1 passing leader in Nebraska high school football history, exceeding the famed Scott Frost, who we are told is an assistant at Oregon. Not Washington. We thought it was on the
Northwest.
Yeah. But I didn't know. I know that he was over in Iowa for a while, and he was out of K-State for a while, and he's actually back in Nebraska for a little bit. But anyhow, be that as it may, he burned it up at Wood River, left for Stanford, ended up at the Huskers, and we'll see what lies in Nate Most's future. But mostly it's going to be some playoff games here yet to come. Story I read about Nate Most in an interview and talking to Ashby is he's not getting a lot of look at the D1 level. It's very hard for an A-10 quarterback and the height issue and a lot of other factors going in. But he is leaning towards UNK. And
been in there.
Yeah, and I know that Coach Merkowitz from Hastings College has kind of got his hands in the pie trying
in there.
To convince him. So both two places where he could do quite well.
Both Merck and Morris, who appear with Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation every Monday, like to sling the ball around if they got someone who can do it. That might work.
Be a good fit either
way. He's not short. He's 6 feet tall, but like you said, on a D1, they want kids
6'2",
6'4", or whatever, so they can see over the big defensive lineman. But Most has some quick. He's got some smarts, obviously, and he's got a tremendous... I think the other thing that you get when you watch Nate Most, we pointed that out on one play in particular, in one motion, without moving his feet, he took the snap at about level, and in one motion, in a circle back, fired it downfield and hit the man, although the man did not catch the ball. But it looked like a Dan Marino kind of thing.
Quick release, a lot of power on it, and in and out of the receiver's hands before he can make the catch.
Now, you know, they would say, well, put a stopwatch on it. It wasn't Dan Marino. But I'm just saying that relative to high school football,
right.
He's an extremely quick release, an extremely accurate arm, and he is blessed with a couple of great receivers, not the least of whom is Shea Hendricks, great receiver. Ott, the tight end, is another big target. So he really, and I think Hendricks, of all the passing yardage that Nate Most has accumulated, has accumulated the most on the receiving end. So it's one of those classic quarterback receiver dream teams that you hear about.
But you know what? And what you're not hearing is you're not hearing the credit that Giltner offensive line is giving him the time.
Yep,
he has not been pressured but a handful of times tonight so far, and he's able to do that. But he does show some great poise in the pocket, and he has a very nice touch on the ball, and he has 284 yards to show for it in just the first half.
No kidding. Now, does that do it or not?
I think it doesn't. I think it doesn't.
If that doesn't get the record, he's certainly passed the most
touchdowns. He's already broken it, but he's got five.
Well, I don't know. What did he end up with last week? Was it over his
Less than 100 yards.
Less than 100 last week.
Yeah.
Because he was on a short field, and he didn't.
Yeah, and they didn't keep him in the entire game.
That's right. So between that and then, we don't have the running total on the record, but it's got to be doggone close.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the way things started out. In the very beginning, second play of the game, first play from scrimmage, Most launched a 35-yard pass to Shea Hendricks, and then on the next play he took it in from 1 yard out, and it was 6-0, soon to be 8-0 with a 2-point. Both teams fumbled the next two times. Jared Rafji for Silver Lake looked to be getting off to the kind of game on the ground that Nate Most is having in the air, and that is gouging out 8, 10, sometimes 15 yards a carry. But he was obviously not well, physically well, and it looked like he got a little dinged up because then he sat out a majority all of the second quarter.
And that has been another disadvantage that Silver Lake has had. So if you come in and you're facing a guy like Most to begin with, and then you're ace in the hole on offense, because if Rathje could have continued to run, could have, would have, should have, I understand that. If Rathje could have stayed in the game and continued to run, if they could have gotten forward progress on offense, picked up first downs, you do two things. You score and you keep the other guy off the field.
Right.
And that's obviously the only way you're going to beat Giltner, is to keep Most off the field, keep the ball out of his hand. That was the game plan going into it. And so anyhow, it went on with Rathje on a 10-yard run scoring. They did not complete the two-point conversion, but it was 8-6 at that time. Then a 57-yard TD touchdown to Shea Henricks, first touchdown pass, and there was four more to come in the half, made it 18-6. A 38-yard to Henricks was the third TD pass, or second TD pass. The third one, a 35-yard pass to Richards. Luke Richards that time made it 28-6. A two-point conversion made it 30-6. The fourth touchdown pass, a 35-yarder to Shea Henricks. And the fifth touchdown pass was a 15-yarder to Henricks. Now, don't let that totally deceive you, because Henricks, on two of those five touchdown passes, two of those, he did a huge amount to get into the end zone. Henricks took about a 5-yard slant-out pattern and took it back upfield for probably 50 of the 57 yards on that pass. And on the 15-yarder, it was all him for about 10 yards. So, again, Nate Most is a very, very talented quarterback, but he is also blessed with some very, very creative and determined receivers. So the score here at halftime on the Allens of Hastings halftime report is 46-6. We've got some tasty statistics coming up. We'll take a look at those coming up next. Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, The Breeze.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Hall's Oil Incorporated proudly supports all of the Silver Lake athletes, teams, and coaches. Hall's Oil has truckloads and semi-truckloads of fuel delivery, gas, diesel, or propane. Hall's Oil also carries a complete line of Chevron lubricants by the barrel or in bulk. Hall's Oil also has a selection of tires and batteries. Call Hall's Oil in Campbell or Wilcox for all of your petroleum needs. Call 402-756-8691. Good luck, Mustangs, from Hall's Oil Incorporated in Campbell and Wilcox.
Before bad weather strikes, it's a good idea to check your home's windows and patio doors. If your old ones are drafty or leaky, now is the time to replace them, and Anderson is the brand to choose. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors give you beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, low-E glass, and they seal tight to help keep any trace of winter out of your home. The weather won't wait. Why should you? See the full line of Anderson products today at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein, Nebraska. Anderson Windows. Long live the home.
Tim's Service in Bladen wishes the Silver Lake athletes and teams good luck and good sportsmanship. Tim's Service is your convenience store in Bladen with food, other snacks, drinks, and much more. Gas and oil service, too. Tim's Service also does auto and truck repair. ASE certified and is a Napa Auto Care Center installing quality Napa parts with 24-hour record service. Call Dennis at 402-756-1661 and make your next stop at Tim's Service in Bladen, proudly supporting the Silver Lake Mustangs.
Bladen Sand and Gravel backs all the Silver Lake sports teams and wishes the Mustangs good luck this season. May the athletic values of teamwork, enthusiasm, fair play, and hard work carry over to the rest of life. Bladen Sand and Gravel is the place for all your excavating, sand, and gravel needs with four pit locations in South Central Nebraska. Give Phil a call at 756-1261 or 402-462-0209. Bladen Sand and Gravel in Bladen, a proud supporter of Silver Lake academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to halftime at Silver Lake High School in Bladen. Rob Osmond, Craig Ecker with you. 46-6 is our score, a score that we did not expect. Silver Hornets on top and having their way with the Silver Lake Mustangs in the first half. Just kind of taking a look at some statistics. The only score from the Mustangs came from Jared Rathje. Rathje scampered on in for the touchdown, and that's all that Silver Lake had managed to put on the board. Rathje out under the weather right now and nursing what looks to be a cramp in his leg, having a rough time. He had 10 carries for 46 yards. His longest run was 10 yards. He had a couple at 10 yards. James Polk, 10 carries as well for 26 yards. Kevin Hall has ran five times for 16 yards, and then Jacob Trausch has ran twice for 8 yards. The Mustangs able to put up 95 yards on the ground. Passing, Hall is just 1 for 5 and has thrown an interception as well. Sawyer Monroe, the only one to catch a pass for Kevin Hall, and he picked up just a yard on the play. So Silver Lake clearly having a tough time via the air, but on the run, they were able to get some yardage. But now Jared Rathje will assumably be out for the second half, and that will be the end of the running game unless Polk, Hall, or Trausch can pick things up significantly for the Mustangs. Take a look at the statistics for the Gilder Hornets. Boy, it looks like a field day already for the first half. Hendricks with Shea Hendricks with 4 touchdowns has racked up the points. He's getting some serious yards via the air. As far as rushing, Giltner not having to rely on that too heavily. They've got 5 carries from Nate Mose for 27 yards. Eastman has ran 3 times and has lost 3 yards. And then Finley has ran once and picked up 4 yards. Only 28 yards via the ground for the Hornets. Passing is where it's all been coming from. 5 touchdown passes by Nate Mose. He's 13 for 20. In the first half, 284 yards, averaging almost 22 yards per toss. His longest, 57 yards on the second play from, our first play actually, from scrimmage to get things started. Shea Hendricks' favorite target, 9 catches, 193 yards for Hendricks, and a lot of those are after the catch. It's a relatively short pass, and Hendricks able to break some tackles and get some extra yards. He's averaging just 21 yards per catch, and again with 4 touchdowns. Poppin has a catch for 38 yards. Luke Richards has a catch for 35. It was for a touchdown. And then Shaq has a catch for 17. That was a diving effort. Now, Ott is normally one of the main receivers for Gilder, but Drew Ott has but 1 catch tonight for 1 yard. He has done some damage on the point after, so catching 2 point after touchdowns for Giltner, so he's making his presence felt otherwise, and he's certainly drawing a lot of attention from the Silver Lake Mustang defense. So that's your pretty much 284 yards via passing for the Giltner Hornets, and boy, that will certainly hurt a team when he's got it. So clearly, I would imagine he's got the record, again, though, that is not the focus of this Giltner team. They wanted to, one, come into the contest and show that they could continue their hot streak and bring an end to Silver Lake's perfect season. But Giltner certainly in line now to win the district, and that was their goal coming in here, as they are just really starting to pile on the points and the victories towards the end of the season. Their only stumble during the year was against the Palmer team, and Palmer 7-0 and presumably going to be 8-0 after tonight. Gilder clearly wanted to make a statement. That game was a miscue, and it was a close game as it was. So that's where we stand. We've got kickoff coming your way in the second half in a couple of minutes. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our second half. The Gilder Hornets on top, 46-6. We'll start things off with a running clock. Right after this, you're listening to High School Football on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Make your shopping dollar stretch even farther. Log on to Easy Auction, Midas in Grand Island and Kearney. Automatic transmission fluid replacements, only $50. Pairs of oil changes plus new wiper blades, that's two for only $50. Standard oil changes, usually $33, now $15. Plus, if you use the latest promo code, you'll save another 20% on your entire purchase. So log on and type in the promo code Halloween.
Click on Easy Auction at KLIQFM.com.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
The Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giving this thing to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Report, Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore on 2nd Avenue in Hastings. You know, I just want a little housekeeping here. We've been to Giltner a couple of times, and we've been to Silver Lake a couple of times, and the folks are always very grateful of the coverage, and we just want to say that we're grateful to be able to bring you the coverage, and we thank the Silver Lake and Giltner supporters who've made these games possible over the air. So when you are grateful for the coverage, make sure you stop by and tell our sponsors, Bank of Donovan, Robert Shaw Insurance, Harvest Farm Supply, the Sittin' Bowl in Giltner, Reggie's, Scuba Agency, Krull Agency, Bladen Sand and Gravel on the Silver Lake side, back to Giltner, the Village of Giltner, Pinnacle Bank, Janet Family Hair Care, Delcom, and we'll get to some of the others, but you're hearing them through the night. But make sure you tell them you appreciate them helping to sponsor these guys. They're the ones who make it possible. They do. 46-6, Nate Most, the man that made most of that score possible, and his teammates. Nearly 300 yards in passing tonight. Kicks it off. Sawyer Monroe takes it back to the 10, 15, 20. Monroe pounds it out to the 25-yard line. And he's not looking like he's giving up here. It looks like Greg Iverson gave his team some things to think about here in the second half. Absolutely. You guide and poise as you go into the playoffs have to be part of it. You got to forget about the score. At this point, forget that you're down by 40. What you're facing is first down and 10, second down and 5, whatever down and distance. Try and pick up that first down. That's the only thing you can do. It's the only thing you can do. Haul under center. Handoff goes to Polk. Polk piles forward for a yard or two. And Poppin is in there on defense for Giltner to lay a hit on him. So, again, we got a running clock here because there's a 35-point deficit and we're in the second half. There's a 40-point deficit and you need a 35 to set off that running clock. So the referees will try and maximize clock time as much as they possibly can. Silver Lake, slow getting up to the line of scrimmage. I don't know if that's a pass play or if there's just a desire to take things more methodically here. Work the down and distance. Trausch has the handoff, and he scoots out to the left side. Gets about 4 yards going to the left. It'll be third down, and just about five, a short 4 yards to go, short four, long. You know what I'm saying? Short five, long four to
there
go.
You go.
Sometimes they get mixed up like that. Connor Hansen backs into the ball game now for his Silver Lake. Silver Lake is not trying to hurry it up. They're just trying to be deliberate. They're trying to execute. That's all they can do. Things in tight. Hand off Polk. Polk's got some running room, and then it's immediately sealed off by good pursuit by Hendricks. Jay Hendricks shot in from the backer spot and came in and took Polk down short of the first down. It's going to be fourth down and 3. And now Polk will do the kicking for Silver Lake. Back in single safety is Sean Findley, the backup quarterback. Now, if he comes in either immediately or later on in the ball game, I wonder what kind of offense if they've got a different, more option-oriented scheme for him. High kick
Finley has it at the 15. He'll go back up the other way. 20. Sean Finley, 25. Got some running room. 30-yard line. Sean Finley, midfield. 35-30. Finley inside of the 25, and a flag is down as he got it outside and took it down to the 25-yard line. Sean Finley on that return. And there is a net of negative yardage on that punt based on a return, but a penalty marker. I think this is going to be a block in the back. I didn't. Well, it was toward the end of the play,
right?
But where the infraction occurred, the flag fell at about the 25 of Silver Lake. Now they've thrown it all the way up to the 35. I don't know if they're indicating that's where the infraction was or not.
That's my guess.
Block to the back against Giltner. And so that will move the ball from the infraction point, which appears to be at the 35 of Silver Lake. And it's going to set Giltner up with a first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. So that was a huge penalty because Finley got it down inside the 25. So that's about a 25-yard penalty.
Yeah, that's costly.
All right, Finley is in at quarterback. And so Most is going to take a rest. They fake the end around. Pitch, wide, left side. Eastman has it at the midfield marker and gets knocked out of bounds at about the 39.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. When they bring Finley in, they kind of changes the offensive scheme. They've got to go with more of a option. Finley's got a good, you know, passing ability as well, but his strength is running that offense and running.
And he does get some experience on the two-point conversions, frankly. The handoff again, Eastman, this time on the delay, straight up. He's got some running room, and they're going to keep it on the ground and keep the clock running here. A first down on that. They will not stop the clock on the chain advance as they would normally do on the running clock.
Yeah, that'll eat some time off the clock. But this is an aspect of the Giltner offense that could use a little bit of practice, too, because they rely so much on the pass when Most is in. Eastman's a good running back.
He is. He runs that delay. Derek Eastman is a 5'5", 187-pound bowling ball. Ball is on the ground as they couldn't secure the exchange between Eastman and Finley, and Finley fell on it. But it is a loss of about 3 yards from scrimmage, and it'll bring up second down and 13 yards to go. Clock at 8 minutes to go in the third period. Giltner leading Silver Lake by 40, 46-6.
I think only
Luke Richards out wide on the wing to the right side. Now works right to left. They fake the end around to him, give it to Eastman. Eastman collision at about the line of scrimmage, falls forward for two or three. That is a net gain of about 4 to 5 yards because, remember, they started with a second down and 12. Now it's going to be a third down and about 8 yards to go. So a pickup of 4 for Eastman on that as they fake the end around and gave it on the delay to Eastman. Now they go Finley, shotgun, wides both ways. Eastman in motion this time, empty backfield, back to pass. Finley fires across the middle. He's got a man and in and out of the hands of Poppin at the 25-yard line of Silver Lake.
Sawyer Monroe had a good run at the quarterback. He was in his face to disrupt that, and Finley held his own, but Monroe showed some good restraint. He could have just absolutely clobbered him and taken him out, and Monroe pulled off at the last second after the ball was released, but his job was done by disrupting the pass to begin with.
Fourth down. Looks like they'll go for it. Finley in shotgun, slotman to the left side. Eastman goes in motion now to the right side, and we've got a motion penalty against Giltner. That'll walk it back 5 more yards. I don't know if this is going to change their strategy any. I think they'll still go for it. Clock continues at 6:20, even on the penalty mark off with the running clock.
That was Bryce Gunn.
Running clock in theory, assuming everybody's literally reading off the same page, running clock in theory means the clock stops only when they call a timeout, when there is a
penalty,
and when there is an end of a quarter, and that ought to be the only time. Now, quick kick,
lucky to get it away.
And it goes inside the 20, out of bounds. We'll see where they mark it, about the 18-yard line. Again, quick kick normally would be on third down, but it looks like a quick kick. It's
right.
A non,
formation to punt. Pooch kick. Pooch. A lot of, we see a lot of schools do that this year.
Yeah, and I see a lot of the rugby style, too, where they kind of run it to the side and make the kick. I've been seeing a lot more of that than had in years past. It's amazing how the game evolves.
Is that everything as old is new again? Because the old drop kick used to be a big deal. I mean, decades ago, and that rugby kick is a lot like a drop kick, except on the other ground. Handoff goes to Polk, and Polk gets some decent yardage this time, 4 or 5 yards on the carry.
That's what Polk does. He drops those shoulders and he runs, and when he makes contact, he makes a little bit of a spin move, but he's good for that 4 or 5 yards. You're not going to get a big run out of it unless there's some blown coverage or something, but he'll get you those 4 or 5 yards.
I formation, Polk again dots the I, Trouts the up man, Polk is the carrier as he gets to the line of scrimmage, and Ott meets him right there and pushes him back, little or no gain. It'll be third down, maybe they're going to give him a half a yard to a yard. Third down at about 4, long 4, short 5. Same on the clock, 5:04, soon to be a long 4:58.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm not going to mention names or other teams or anything, but we've seen some teams that are less than cordial or sportsmen out there. These two squads are both very well-disciplined, very well-played. They're helping each other up after the play.
Silver Lake has every right to be frustrated in this game. I think they wanted a more competitive match, but you're right. They've been very clean. Polk gets a nice run that time off the right side, and he'll get a first down as Polk, now settling in at that tailback slot, is getting 4 or 5 yards at a crack now. And Giltner's making some defensive substitutions, to be fair, as well. Now Cossie comes back into the ballgame, delivering the play. Clock ticks down to 4:20 in the third. And first and 10 at the 34 for Silver Lake as they break the huddle. And again, Polk is the eye back. Crouch, the up man. Polk gets the carry, and he is met as soon as he crosses the line of scrimmage. Again, by Ott and by Austin Dodson, who we could be mentioning more tonight, 5'10", 317.
He's a big boy on that line.
He shall not be moved.
And he is he's doing a good job holding his ground.
I mean, you talk about hitting the brick wall. He did. I mean, the big guy, Polk, he ran it in and bounced back a little bit. We don't have the parabolic mics on the field like they do on the network, but if they would have, you'd have heard a crunch. Hall pulls it down, carries himself, gets a first down to the 30-yard line of Giltner. The other thing on the running clock, when you go out of bounds, doesn't stop it.
The referees work a little bit quicker trying to get the ball in and get the change.
Change move doesn't stop it. Out of habit, they're winding the clock, but in reality, it has never stopped.
No.
Some things are best left unsaid if you're going to wind it anyhow, I guess. Hall under center again, the I formation this time. Again, they feed to Polk, and he's pushing the line forward, gets 4 or 5 yards. And again, it is Ott in his face, and assisting Ott on the tackle there was Mitch Corwin. He's a 6'3", 225-pound nose guard. So there's some beef up there for Giltner as they look. They're not looking ahead, obviously. Well, maybe now they are. They weren't going into the ball game.
Right.
But if you look ahead, they've got a solid defense there. And Axtell found that out last week. I formation again, 2:17 on the third period clock. Polk gets the carry, and he'll carry some people down inside the 25. He needs to get to about the 22 now. We'll see what the angle is. I don't think he's quite there. I think it's going to bring up a third down and about 3 yards to go. The ball is spotted just inside the 25. He's got to get to about the 21. Beautiful night for football. Boy, I tell you what, yesterday at this time, if you'd have said we'd be saying beautiful night for football.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I looked at the forecast, and I was hoping beautiful night for football, but I wasn't looking at it. Hall on a sneak gets way downfield inside the 15-yard line. He must have seen a gap there because it was like quick as a hiccup. He was through between the center guard gap and got down about 10, 12 yards, and that's another first down for
the Silver Lake Mustangs. The ball is spotted just outside the 10, and this is the best drive and best penetration Silver Lake has had since way early in the ball game. It's looking good. It's looking more like the old Silver Lake team. They're taking their time, and they're methodically working their way down the field. Nothing fancy. Straightforward running. Enzer inside Hall. Works it down the right side. Keeps it himself. Tries to skirt right end. He gets across the 10-5 into the end zone. Touchdown, Silver Lake. And that was all Kevin Hall. He picked up some good blocks, made some nice reads, but his determination got that score working around that right side. He had some good blocks downfield, but he was not going to be denied that touchdown. That drive started at the Silver Lake 25. I believe that to be correct. We are now out of the running clock. We're at 34 points. 46-12, and they're going to try and make that even more of an emphasis. Here's a go for two. Hall in the shotgun. Now he'll option it right side. Doesn't have a pitch, man. Ball on the ground, and they fall on it.
He pitched it in the last second.
They did get the two-pointer. So it is now 46-16, a 30-point gap.
I think 36-14.
14, a 32-point gap. And with 1:08 to go in the third period, let's take a 30 here. 46-14. I'm in German, 16. 46-14. Giltner on top, back in 30 seconds here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com and the World Wide Web.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Silver Lake's going to kick off. 12-yard scamper by Hall, the quarterback, Kevin Hall, the senior quarterback for Silver Lake, as he has done many times all year long. Took the option, skirted the right side, and got into the end zone. Two-point conversion that time was good for Silver Lake. And now the clock is back to normal football, which will stop on normal football-ish events. 46-14 the score. Polk will do the kicking. And it's a line drive. And it'll be taken by Giltner coming back the other way. Luke Waters has it again and gets it across the 25 to about the 30-yard line. Luke Richards, rather, I'm sorry. And gets it out to the 25-yard line. So another nice return for Luke Richards. Clock at a minute one. Giltner is now probably going to try and keep it on the ground as much as possible. They still just want to run the clock and get out of this game without any injuries.
Nobody gets hurt because they're still doing some good hitting down there.
Nate Most is on the sideline. Finley has been the quarterback since the opening of the second half. Back from the closing of the first half, he was quarterback. Finley has Eastman in the backfield with him, wides both ways. They flip it out in the flat to Eastman, and he's got nowhere to go. And Silver Lake hems him in for about a 5-yard loss.
Jacob Trausch did a great job staying home, doing what he was supposed to do. Good coverage, good open field tackle, and just hauled Eastman down for a loss.
Clock closing in on the 30-second mark in the third quarter. Silver Lake scored just a moment ago for the first time since the first quarter. Now Trausch limps off. He may have a cramp on the leg. Right leg. Finley, shotgun, get the handoff. Richards has it, cuts it upfield on the end around. And he gets close to the original line of scrimmage. Remember, they started with a second down and about 15. It's going to be third down and 11. So a mark of a 4-yard gain for Richards on that carry. 1-0, and that is the end of the third period of play. At the end of three, Giltner continues domination of Silver Lake, 46-14 on the KLIQ Game of the Week. You're listening to high school football on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. Back in 1 minute.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell wishes the Silver Lake and all the area athletes good luck. Scoop Agency Incorporated serves you with farm, auto, home, and crop insurance. They'll help you with the best prices and the best protection possible. Call the Scoop Agency at 402-756-8661. And it's a good idea to meet with your agent annually to make sure you're fully covered. Scoop Agency Incorporated, security is their business, service is their watchword. Scoop Agency Incorporated in Campbell, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Shotgun formation, Finley back to pass, fires downfield, it is picked off by Silver Lake. That is Polk on the interception. The ball was intended, again, for Luke Richards. And Polk, who's a bigger guy, reached up. Nice interception on it. And the Mustangs are back in business here with 11:54 to go in this ball game.
You know what, Craig? One thing that I'm seeing right now is Silver Lake is running back to the huddle. They are running onto the field. They are running towards the ball. They've got a little bit of extra pep in their step and a little drive to their drive, shall we say?
All right, ball is at the 37 with 11:53, and they give it to Trausch, and he's going to be stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Or is that Polk on the carry? I'm sorry, at the line of scrimmage.
That was a scrum left. As Polk ran right into the middle of that wall.
This is a short field for Silver Lake. And it brings up a second down and 9 yards to go. Staying in that tight formation with Polk dotting the I. Trausch the up man. Hall the quarterback. Bootlegs right side. Looks downfield. Fires. And it is almost picked off by Hendricks, who was intended there for Sawyer Monroe. But Hendricks was licking his chops there. He went up for it. Knocked it down. Couldn't come down with the INT. Stops the clock with 11:11 on the scoreboard clock, and it's third down and 9 yards to go for the Silver Lake Mustangs, who had trailed to the point of having a running clock against them and have crawled back into this at least to within 32 points. Giltner, still with a good portion of their starters in the ballgame on defense. Shotgun, Hall with two men in the backfield, wides both ways. They fake the handoff. He'll sweep to the left side, pitches, and yardage down to about the 35-yard line. He needed to get to about the 33. That was Polk taking the pitch on the left side, and in front of the Giltner bench is hammered out of bounds, stopping the clock at 11:03, fourth down, and 2 or 3 yards to go, and I don't think this is any real debate. Greg Iverson's got to go for this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time now. It's 11 minutes in the ball game, and Silver Lake can close the gap and make the game look a little more respectable.
Hall, under center. Polk, the eye back. Option, no. A straight quarterback carry to the right side. And the ball pops up as he got the first down picked up by Giltner's Ott. Drew Ott. Drew Ott picked up the ball. He'd have had the first down on that.
Yeah,
but Giltner,
that ball came flying out, and Ott snatched it out of midair. Good hands for Giltner and a big break for the Hornets. And Sawyer Monroe comes limping off the field for Silver Lake, and that's going to be a tough one to take as well.
Good popping tonight. Each team has given up some turnovers as a result of that. Now Finley goes into the shotgun for Giltner. First down and 10 yards to go. Ball at the 35 of Giltner. He'll keep it. Gets across half midfield and gets down to the 35 inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. As Sean Finley, the backup quarterback, the safety on defense, and the option quarterback, or well, I guess you call it option halfback on the two-point plays, has really moved the Giltner offense effectively here. Even though they're not really trying to gouge out a lot, they're trying to just maintain some possession, eat some clock. Shotgun formation, get Eastman in the backfield with him, wides both ways. He'll keep it himself again, goes back up the middle and falls forward to about the 25-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 yards, and it'll bring up a second down and 7 yards to go for Giltner. Giltner sends Blake Fricke, a running back, into the ball game now. There's a lot of substitutions coming in for the Hornets. Good experience all the way around. Second string quarterback in, Nate Most, the record-setting passer, or D1, is out of the ball game, has been since the last of the first half. Pitch wide to the right side, running back gets it down inside the 20-yard line. That running back is Gabe Harmon. I think we saw him last year, didn't we not?
We saw him actually in the end of the last game against
5'3", 140-pounder, and he's kind of a scat back, and he got it outside and got some forward progress. So a third down and 3 yards to go is indicated. Gabe Harmon is the new running back for Giltner. Luke Richards wide to the right side. Wide to the left side is Ethan Kreitz. The handoff. Finley keeps it himself, and he goes up close to the first down.
Just going to be about a yard, maybe a little less short.
It'll be fourth down, you're right, about a yard to go. We're in that shadows and angles situation, so you wait for the down marker to be set there. Fourth down and about a yard. No decision here again, really, to be made. Giltner's going to keep it to four downs at this juncture, and we'll see if they get it.
Wing,
slot man both ways. Harmon in motion, left to right. They give the handoff to him. No, Finley will keep it going the other side, left side, inside the 10-5, and Sean Finley gets the touchdown for Giltner. Great ball handling there as they faked it to Harmon. Some of the Mustangs bit on it, as did I, and he kept it himself around the left side, got into the end zone on an 18-yard run for Giltner.
Yeah, Finley sold that. He sold that fake handoff very well. Kept it himself, tucked it up on his up arm, and he was downfield, cutting the corner in a hurry.
2-point conversion attempt. Finley keeps it himself, and it's good. And your score now is Giltner 52, Silver Lake 14.
Giltner 54.
After the
54 to 14.
And so we're back to a 40-point deficit and a running clock with 9:12 to go. I think we'll just keep it right here. That was about a 23-yard scamper for Findlay on the touchdown.
Yeah, he picked up some good blocks, Findlay did, and it was a easy read for him. The Mustangs had bit on the fake, and that's all he needed. It was just that half step, and he was wide open down that left side.
How did he get this way? Well, Nate Most had 5 touchdown passes in the first half. And that'll get you a long way down the road toward a win.
Yep. He's played a lot of half games this year.
We think he is the all-time D1 passing leader for a career, exceeding Scott Frost. Former Green Bay Packer, former New York Jet, former Nebraska Cornhusker, former Stanford Cardinal.
Yep, true. I forget that.
Yeah. Kickoff by Eastman goes out of bounds on the right side. A penalty is indicated here, and we'll see what they do. The backup kicker. Nate Most is the primary kicker. Eastman is the backup, and that one didn't turn out quite as well.
Yeah, Jeff Ashby making some good substitutions, and even though the kick may look bad, it's still educational value is huge. Looking ahead not only to the run of the playoffs, but for next season as well. So you get some good experience out here, and it's a good opportunity for the Hornets.
You know, about this time of year, you start thinking about what will the preseason summary say about these teams? And you can see how do you replace a Nate Most in the lineup, you know, if you're Giltner. But he has done a good job of grooming some of the underlings here. This Sean Finley, in a different way, is a good quarterback, but in a different way than Most.
Yeah. Nate Most.
Nate Most.
Going to make him kick it again, and
they move it. Stop the clock. That's going to move it back to the 25-yard line. And we've got a different kicker. Ryan Clear, or Clear, is the kicker. And he goes at it straight on as well. It's a straighter kick this time, and Cossie takes it inside the 25. Cossie works it to the near side and gets out to about the 30-yard line. We'll see where they, again, they mark it, and I think it'll be right at the 30. So Silver Lake gets it at the 30, first and 10, 9:07 to go. Clock still, there it goes. Now it's running. We should be back at the running clock with a 40-point deficit. 35 is the trigger point, in case you haven't, in the second half. Known that, in the second half. I formation, Polk. They give it to
end around
on a jet play. Give it to
Monroe.
Sawyer Monroe, or Monroe Sawyer, I should say.
Sawyer Monroe,
but he took it down for about a 20-yard gain. That was led a little jet play, that end around, and he streaked up for about 20 yards. Nice gain for Silver Lake.
He put a good pop on the defensive back there towards the end of that run to get some extra yards on that.
He's a big guy.
He's a good hustler.
Yeah, he's not had the game that he had against Franklin when we were down here earlier, but he had a good ball game. Hand off goes to Polk again, and he gets little or nothing. First down, second down coming in 10. 8 minutes to go in this one.
Mason Corwin in the ball game for Giltner makes a nice open field tackle to keep that from going anywhere.
Sylvan Learning Center post-game report coming up in a little bit. We invite you to join one of our sister stations for a comprehensive scoreboard wrap-up, 1230 KHS, the CPI Mr. Tire post-game report on 1230 KHS, HastingsLink.com on the web. And KKPR 98.9 with the Midway Chevrolet post-game report and a shotgun formation and a fumble and a recovery by Giltner.
Yeah.
Coming in and covering that ball was Mason Corwin for Giltner, and that will be another turnover against Silver Lake. That is about their fourth of the evening. I'll have to tally that up later.
Yeah, Hall just tried to make a cut with that, and he did not have good control of the ball, and it just squirted right out. And Corin right there at the right place. And good substitution, you know, for Mason Corwin to come into and makes two good plays. So he's trying to show Coach Ashby he's ready to play. Corwin, a senior, 6'2", 186, doesn't get a lot of starts, but did a good job.
Shotgun. Sean Finley, high snap, pitches Gabe Harmon, right side. Looked like he had some running room, cut off there on a nice play by Monroe again. Sawyer Monroe, the junior 190-pound end, and in this particular case on defense, coming in from the linebacker spot. Plays middle linebacker, or the equivalent to it here in 8-man. Again, shotgun for Finley, facing a second down and 7 yards to go. They send a man in motion. They fake the ball to him, and they give it instead to Gabe Harmon. Wideout coming around was Kyle Hawthorne. He's a 5'6", 115-pounder. And when you get to that that size, still growing, you know you're down on the depth chart a little bit.
Yep, yeah, yep, absolutely.
By the time he's a senior, he'll probably be 6'3", 214, but he's 115 right now.
That's what a summer will do for you.
There you go. Get in that weight room. Eat some home cooking.
Less than 6 minutes.
Third down. Long five. Shotgun. Back to pass is Finley. Fires downfield. He's looking for a man, and he's got it in and out of his hand. The ball was intended with a flag down. Ball was intended for Ryan Clear.
That's going to be a pass interference on Silver Lake. He was the equivalent of a face guard, I'm imagining.
I think they're pronouncing the gentleman's name Clier, so we'll go with that. Clier, the intended receiver. But there's a, I think, defensive penalty here.
Yeah, pass interference.
And so they will get benefit of that pass, although not through the completion, but by the interference on Clier. That'll mark it forward 15. Should be an automatic first down. And with the clock at 5:39 and stopped on the mark off, it's still a 40-point lead for Silver Lake, and Giltner is still doing some good stuff on offense, even a couple, two, three men down on the depth chart. Gabe Harmon splits into the slot to the left side. Sean Finley is the quarterback. He stands in the shotgun, sets the man in motion. They fake it. No, they give it on the end around. Coming up the other way and not getting too much is Kyle Hawthorne, that freshman that we were talking about just a moment ago. Second down and 9 yards to go. They'll give him a yard gain on the play. Well, he rockets around there. That's a timing play because he's got to get there at the time the football does. And when he does, and he did, a good pursuit there by Silver Lake to snuff that down for about a one-yard play.
Yeah, because it had a lot of potential to go a lot further.
In the backfield is Harmon. Again, they go in motion, take it to him. Now they give it to Harmon, and Harmon reverses field. He had nowhere to go, and he'll get dragged down for about a 2 or 3 yard loss. They mark him, they push him back about 5 yards, but they'll give him progress about minus two.
Good pursuit, good coverage by the Mustangs. The defense still alive out there, popping and doing what they can.
So it is a third down and 12, so actually about minus three, because remember they had second down and 9, so he lost about 3 yards on that. Finley in the shotgun, wides both ways, slot man is to the left. Keeps it himself, now the option, ball on the ground as the pitch goes free, and falling on it is Gabe Harmon, but not a good-looking play by Giltner.
No,
keeps the clock running, though.
Derek Peters had some good penetration for the Mustangs. May have gotten a hand on that pitch to knock it away.
KLIQ, Hastings, Kearney, Grand Island, game of the week. Silver Lake came into this deal 7-0. Giltner 6-1. They lost to Palmer. But collectively, Giltner had beaten their common foes by a little wider margin than Silver Lake, so it looked like maybe the slight edge tonight, but I emphasize slight, and it was a blowout. There's no doubt about it. Silver Lake down by 40 right now. They, both ball clubs, will go into the playoffs next week, which is my next thing here. If you're a fan of one of these ball clubs, make sure that you mark next Thursday, then November 4th, then November 10th, then November 17th, and then November 24th, because those are the next dates that these teams could play as they progress into the playoffs, if they are able to progress in the playoffs. I mean, either one of these two teams could do that.
Oh, you betcha.
Shotgun, Sean Finley is back to pass, a high snap, and now he's going to try and kick it away, and it goes out of bounds, and that was just kind of an ugly play, too.
Yeah, that's about a 4 yard punt. That's not pretty.
He saved himself from going down on his butt, but that's about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a turnover on downs.
Great field position for Silver Lake now. Only 2:48 to go. Oh, your microphone seems to have fallen apart. Oh, carry on. How about that? Silver Lake goes to the line, late substitution for the Hornets in there, clock down to 2:30. New quarterback.
I think back Silver now.
Lake. There you are. You are back.
Cole Mangers. Silver Lake quarterback, yeah, is Cole Mangers, 165-pound junior. Replacing Hall.
Zach Cole coming in now, and he's going to be the new quarterback.
Yeah, he's a freshman, 155-pounder. But he's going to line up at the right end spot. Mangers hands it off to the tailback. The tailback is Alex Gomez. And the sophomore finds some soft middle there and gets about 3-4 more yards. And it's going to be third down and 5. Coming into the ball game with the play is Gage Gibson. There's another freshman. He's only 100 pounds.
He looks a little out of place out there.
I can't remember when my leg weighed 100 pounds. Third down, 5. Pitch, right side. Fumbling muffing the pitch, got him on stride, but he may have picked up the first down anyhow, was Alex Gomez. That was a little kind of a wide pitch, but he was able to pull it down, and he got the first down. Clock at 1:08 to go. It's a running clock again. They're up by 40 points as Giltner. And we're deep in the depth charts for both teams. The outcome of this has not been in doubt since probably midway through the second quarter. Mangers under center. Gomez, the eye back. He'll get the carry again. Goes left side between center and guard. Good spinning move. Still struggling, and he picks up a good 5 or 6 yards. Aurora has climbed ahead of Adams Central 19-9 now. North Platte over Fremont 20-0. Hastings High 44, Northwest 26. That's in the fourth. Sydney over Lions 14-0 at the half. Those are some of the latest scores that we have. Our clock is stopped at 33 seconds right now. Aurora Adams Central game, another one of those games where the district's up for grabs, much like
Adams Central had the lead.
Elm Creek is leading. That's the final now, 27-6, Elm Creek over Cambridge. Eustis Farnham 6-2 over Elwood. That's a final. Ogallala, McCook, 7-all in the fourth. Wood River leading Gibbon 28-3 in the third. And those are the latest scores that we have here. Cambridge. We don't have an Axtell score. That's not the Axtell score. We haven't gotten that yet, have we? We've been waiting for that Axtell Franklin score.
Yeah.
Haven't got that yet, though. High formation, Mangers under center, 33 seconds on the clock. Second down, 5. Back to pass, Mangers. Has a man in the end zone. I don't know if he sees him or can get it there. He floats one up into the end zone. Jump ball, incomplete. Ball was intended there for Chris Dewey, a 160-pound junior end. That stops the clock at 19 seconds to go. Shouldn't stop it. Silver Learning Center post-game report coming up after this Silver Lake-Giltner game.
Last play of the game.
To a conclusion. Pitch. Gomez, right side, falls down, and they whistle it. That is it. That is it. There's nothing on the clock except this score. 54-14. Giltner goes to 7-1. Silver Lake falls to 7-1. And it's all forgotten now because the playoffs begin one week.
Giltner has the district title to their credit. They will get, presumably, depending on the breakdown. Actually, both these teams could end up with a home game next Thursday.
Now, I don't know exactly what the plan is, but I suspect we will have the matchups on the websites. We'll have them on the air certainly Monday, but you may hear some special reports over the weekend on that as the NSAA League officials put together the playoff matchups for all of these schools now tomorrow morning, and we should know by about noon what some of the area teams are
doing. It's a pretty big endeavor to do that, and that's, you're talking about a lot of teams making to the playoffs, about 32 for each district, if I'm correct.
For each class.
For each class,
yeah. It'd be 16 East and 16 West on these. So anyhow, that is yet to come. Our score is 54-14. We're going to take a timeout here, get you up to date on the stats. I'll get you the finals as we have them from other games. When the Sylvan Learning Center postgame report comes up next on the Breeze Game of the Week, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web. Back in 2 minutes.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
Time for a new do? Go see Janet's Family Hair Care at their new location on Main Street in Giltner. Janet is open Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and offers all hair services, Nioxin and Roboto products, plus pedicures. Janet's Family Hair Care proudly supporting the Giltner athletes. Go Hornets!
Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland congratulates all the Silver Lake athletes on their hard work and enthusiasm on the field and in the classroom. Reggie's Bar and Grill is open every day and features homemade noon food specials, charbroiled food, your favorite refreshments, and karaoke the second Saturday of each month. Friends, food, and fun. It's Reggie's Bar and Grill in Roseland. And when the game is over tonight, stop by Reggie's Bar and Grill. They're open until 1 a.m. And from Reggie's, please don't drink and drive.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Craig Eckert, Rob Osmond here at Bladen at the Silver Lake High School, home of Giltner's very impressive win over Silver Lake, 54-14. They scored 30 seconds into the ball game and never lost the lead. That was on a one-yard run by Nate Most after he fired a 35-yard pass to Shea Hendricks. Both teams were a little unstable after that, but then Silver Lake came back, and on a 10-yard Jarrett Rathje run, pulled it within 2 points. Rathje, however, had some physical problems. For all intents and purposes, looked like he was physically ill at one point, and then he looked like he got a little banged up, too. So by early going in the second period, Rathje was no longer a factor in the ball game, and that was not something that Silver Lake wanted to see or hear about. A 57-yard TD pass from Nate Most to Shea Hendricks made it 18-6 after the two-point conversion. A 38-yard pass, that same hookup, 22-16 with 2:34 to go in the first period. Then, with 10:43 to go in the half, TD pass number three for Nate Most, the 35-yarder, Most to Richards, 28-6, then 30-6 after a two-point conversion. Points and turnover on downs ensued. TD pass number four came with 7:50 to go in the first half, 35-yarder to Shea Hendricks. That seems to be the deadly range there, 35 to Hendricks. 15-yard pass to Hendricks. Give Hendricks a lot of credit on yards after catch on a couple of those TD passes. That 57-yarder was mostly his run, and the 15-yarder was mostly his run, probably a 4 or 5-yard square-out pass, and he took the hitch in and took it into the end zone. Anyhow, what they did then was took a 46-6 lead at halftime, running clock coming out of it, out of the halftime. Silver Lake got back into the 35-point margin with a touchdown by Finley on a 23-yard run, made it 46-14 on a hauled 12-yard run. Then Finley with a 23-yard run put the game way out of reach, 54-14, and that score occurred, early in the fourth quarter, and the rest was pretty much riding things out with reserves and whatnot. 54-14. The final score, both teams and the regular season at 7-1. Both teams will be in the playoffs next week on Thursday. The location and the opponent, of course, not known at this particular point. This is the Sylvan Learning Center postgame report. Sylvan Learning Center, call 888-EDUCATE. Well, individually, things added up for, obviously, in the favor of Giltner, Silver Lake, minus their big guy, the running back, Jarrett Rathje. Rathje finished the first half with 10 carries and 46 yards. And it stood, Jake Polk comes up with 21 carries, 58 yards for the Mustangs, 48 yards for Kevin Hall on 10 carries. And that is all Silver Lake could muster. Hall finished the first half, one completion on seven attempts.
and comes up empty-handed, throws the pick in the ball game. Also for Giltner, wow, big night all the way around. Nate Most picks up 284 yards, five touchdowns, and did an absolutely fantastic job. And those are first half stats. He did not play the second half. Sean Finley came in the second half and did not throw, obviously, as much. It was 1 for 3, threw a pick as well. But damage had already been done by Nate Most in the first half. His favorite target all the way, Shea Hendricks, 9 catches, 193 yards. He did not catch any in the second half either. He was a non-factor offensively, didn't need to be. Trevor Poppin comes up with one catch for 38 yards. Luke Richards comes in for a catch at 35 yards. He gets a touchdown as well. Again, that was in the first half. So some solid playing all the way around for Giltner. They did pick up 83 yards on the ground, most of that in the second half. But that 278 yards total eclipses a lot of teams. So that's your basic stats for a route such as the 54-14 matchup.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll be back with a couple of final thoughts and wrap things up here from Silver Lake High School in Platon, where Giltner throttled the Mustangs 54-14. We'll be back with the final moments of the Sylvan Learning Center postgame report right after this on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. Call 402-849-2255 or stop by the office in Giltner for a free consultation. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home? Joy, disappointment, confusion, shock? Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, an impressive and action-packed first half. A vast majority of the points piling up in terms of Giltner. So we won't tell tales here. It was not a competitive ball game tonight. We thought it would have been more so, but obviously Giltner and the powerful quarterbacking of Nate Most, and with all due respect, and I know they wouldn't fall back on this, but with all due respect, the absence of Jared Rathje for Silver Lake did not help matters any, because the overall strategy obviously would have been to keep the ball on the ground, which Rathje was doing a good job on the ground.
Yep, absolutely.
Played out here, bear with me a second, if you would have had Rathje continuing to get the kind of yardage he got in the one quarter that he was in, he could have, in theory, kept Most off of the field a little more. Perhaps mitigating some of those touchdown passes. But, hey, that's the game of football. You live with injuries. Play with injuries. Win with them. You lose with them. And you move on. And both these teams will move on to the playoffs Thursday. We don't know when. We don't know where. We do know that we'll be involved somehow here on The Breeze and also the other four of our Platte River radio stations, and be listening in to either 98.9, 94.5, 1230 KHAS, or ESPN Superstations 1460 and 1550, and we certainly will be promoting the games that we're doing. Go to any of the websites as well, or give us a call, whatever. And don't forget, podcasts of these games can be found at the websites for later download and playback at absolutely no charge. All right, final score again, 54-14. Another regular season is over. Fastest season
You know what,
in the world.
I was just going to say that
high school football is
really
in Nebraska
good.
Moves just soon. Maybe it's just because we look forward to Friday nights under the lights. I certainly do. Thanks for joining us. For Rob Osman, Craig Eckert on the Sylvan Learning Center postgame reporting. And the final score, Giltner 54 and Silver Lake 14. Until next time, have a great evening.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. The 1-2 to your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
With your local sports connection, full news, scores, and play-by-play.